Sounding that close to a pipe organ requires the Hammond to produce an astonishing variety of tones. Inside the organ, it has something to do with what they call tone wheels, notched discs spinning near magnets. But for the Hammond player, the magic is in these drawbars.
Welcome to Jazz Organic, a weekly radio stop for the truest American art form as played on the Hammond B3 organ. From Wild Bill Davis and Jimmy Smith to Joey DeFrancesco to the next generation of B3 artists, Jazz Organic brings you a variety of colors and flavors of jazz on the Hammond B3. Hi, I'm Andy Schultz on this edition of Jazz Organic. Music from organists Don Patterson, Larry Goldings, and Bruno McKelly. Our album spotlight highlights organist Tony Monaco's 2006 recording, East to West, with guitarist Bruce Foreman and drummer Adam Nussbaum. It's Monaco doing what he does best, emulating the founding father of Hammond organ jazz, Jimmy Smith. Kicking things off on this edition of Jazz Organic, organist Bobby Pierce is as proficient, soulful, and creative as they come, but his recording history leaves you scratching your head. You see, Pierce led two recording sessions in 1972 and 1973 as a band leader with the Bobby Pierce Quintet and Septet, respectively, notably including guitarist Pat Martino, among other greats. Then there's a 35-year break before producer and organ jazz aficionado Pete Falico set behind the console for Pierce's third recording as a band leader in 2008. That's right, 72, 73, and then 08, a 35-year gap. This time, it was for Falico's Doodlin' label, a session called The Long Road Back. Seems appropriate. With Ricky Woodard's saxophone, guitarist Frank Potenza, and drummer Clarence Johnston. Here's a cut from that session, an original called Bobby's Back, the music of organist Bobby Pierce on Jazz Organic.
We'll be right back.
Two in a row featuring organist Bobby Pierce and his revitalized recording career. The tune there, Black Velvet, from a 2016 session led by saxophonist Jerry Weldon called On the Move here on Jazz Organic. Here's something from a nice trio session, one of a handful from this trio, organist Larry Goldings, guitarist Peter Bernstein, and drummer Bill Stewart, off their 2014 recording, Ramshackle Serenade. Some nice interplay in the ensemble on an original called Simple as That on Jazz Organic.
Thank you. Thank you.
From Bruno McKelley here on Jazz Organic, the standard ballad, I Can't Get Started. And now our weekly album spotlight. Tony Monaco has never made it a secret that he has modeled his playing after Jimmy Smith. The blues lines, the velocity, the intensity, the rawness of his approach, yet with a refined sensitivity to contrast. Monaco is a throwback player that can also innovate. His 2006 Chicken Coop Records release, East to West, has it all. The proficiency up and down the keyboards, yet the raw bluesiness that's contrasted with a delicate touch and a refined style. Tony Monaco's East to West is one of my personal favorites, and Oregon fans would particularly enjoy the trio's approach to a few of Monaco's originals, along with some bebop standards. With guitarist Bruce Foreman and drummer Adam Nussbaum, Monaco burns on the B3 throughout the album. We'll start sampling with a Monaco hard bop original, I Remember Jimmy, a tribute to Mr. Smith himself, followed by a light Latin entitled O Barquino, or My Little Boat. It's our weekly album spotlight featuring Tony Monaco's release East to West on Jazz Organic. Thank you. Kino, translated to My Little Boat on Jazz Organic. Music from organist Tony Monaco and his trio with Bruce Foreman and Adam Nussbaum from their release East to West, our album Spotlight, here on Jazz Organic this week. Before that, you heard I Remember Jimmy, an original. We'll continue sampling with two standards that the trio gives some life to, starting with Recordame, followed by their treatment of Indiana. It's the music of Tony Monaco on Jazz Organic.
Thank you. Thank you.
back home again in Indiana off of the 2006 Tony Monaco session entitled East to West, our weekly album spotlight on Jazz Organic with Bruce Foreman on guitar and drummer Adam Nussbaum. Closing out this edition of the program, we'll rewind back to the golden age of jazz organ playing with an original composition from saxophonist Sonny Stitt, whom you'll hear along with saxophone work from Booker Irvin, organist Don Patterson, and drummer Billy James from a 1965 prestige recording called Soul People. Here's Sonny's book on Jazz Organic. Been listening to Jazz Organic, your radio home for jazz on the B3 organ. Have comments or questions about the show? Maybe want to recommend recordings or artists for future editions? Well, you can contact us by emailing jazzorganic@gmail.com. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/jazzorganic, or on Twitter, twitter.com/jazz_organic is our handle there. You can listen to previous editions of the show at lakeshorepublicmedia.org under the Music tab. Jazz Organic is a production of Lakeshore Public Media. Until next time, my name is Andy Schultz.